This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.com. FM to get started.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, it's Jersey, everybody. Your favorite team is here. You know, I'm going to say it right now. We have Sammy Sweetheart here. No. Not the Sammy Sweetheart from Jersey Shore. The Sammy Sweetheart from SiriusXM. Mr. Sam Roberts sitting in on the couch.
Hey, everybody. It's Jersey.
It is Jersey. My God. Yep. I'm so excited. Next to me, as always, is Margalicious. Hello, Marga.
Hello. What is up, guys? I've got my wine. I'm ready to talk.
Yes.
Cheers, you know, is Jersey.
We, you know what? We're not doing vodka anymore. We now do wine, on, right? Is that what?
Classy wine.
Right, and also, just on a side note, it's Margalicious' birthday week.
It is. I'm the old, wise, young age of 24.
Oh, good night.
To be 24.
Again. You know, you're not quite ready for Jersey Shore, but Floribama.
I think
we can get you on Floribama.
Yeah.
Okay. Stace Nation, is that what we're
Staycation.
Going by?
Staycation.
I'm
going
to own it.
Staycation.
I'm going to own the name.
Right.
Staycation.
And of course, next to you, Kiki Boom Boom.
Yeah, buddy. Woo-hoo. Hey, guys.
Wow. Okay, everybody, all four yous. What did we think of tonight's episode?
I love
the strip club. Love that they were back getting out there, getting turned up.
This was just like a fun, lovable, funny episode.
Yeah.
Like, not a lot of drama, but it was so entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
It was cute. We love Pauly D. I know me and Morgan, we're going to be sister-wise because we're trying to hook up with Pauly D. But I think it was a really cute episode because I think when we've seen the previews, we know what's about to come next. So I think they've just been warming us up.
Sammy Sweetheart, your thoughts?
I enjoyed this episode immensely. First of all, I enjoy watching it in the company of this panel just because I like the reactions. And we'll talk about that as we go.
Yeah, because there's a fundamental difference, and maybe we need to get into it right now.
Well, yeah.
I know there's a very strong difference of opinion between you and this squad.
Yeah.
I have asked you this. I've pondered this question to you for years.
Uh-huh.
Of... wouldn't you want to be in their world? How many times have I asked you?
That's the thing. Like, when I sat down to watch, I was like, oh, this will be fun. And then I realized we weren't watching ironically.
No.
But it was actually like, yeah. And I was like, oh, that's how people watch the show.
We all want to.
Yeah. We want to be there.
We want to live.
Well, listen, some of our fans have said that they want to be there as well. But
I'm sure. I mean, we could go cast member by cast member, and I could destroy it for everybody, but I don't think that's what you want me to do.
No, okay, but say that they're in there, they're drinking, they're like, come on, like, what?
Yeah.
Tell me what doesn't work for you.
There's only...
I know you love the show, let me qualify.
I love the show.
And by the way, religiously.
I've been a fan of the show since season one.
Right.
I have a season one DVD signed by the entire cast. I was interviewing these guys, like, after the premiere episode. I've been on board.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's
from
so
day
fun.
One. I've watched all the seasons, and I'm so pleasantly surprised by how good this family reunion show is. Like, I did not have high expectations.
I think it's like as good as season
Fire.
One. That's
it's
what I've been
tremendous.
Saying. Yeah. Yes.
And it also tells you something about that cast, that it's not just a concept that MTV came up with. It's the cast that makes the show special.
And Sally Sozana, who cast them.
Right.
Who put them together.
Right. It's incredible. But.
Sammy Sweetheart.
I don't like that but.
I mean, I...
Here comes the trap door.
As a person, you know, in his... early to mid-30s, you know, that's who we're looking at now. It's a bunch of people in their 30s and really...
winning every moment, but go ahead.
The only person, The women are doing pretty well. Like, I'm impressed with Snooki and JWoww. I like them. But as far as the guys go, the only person that's winning anything is Pauly.
He's always winning.
Well, I mean, Pauly is crushing.
Crushing.
Clearly. On every level.
That's why he's having the most fun, because he just... Right. He won the game of life.
But, I mean, I really... And maybe I just am too... There's a reality filter on the lens that I watch through, but I just see so much, like, sadness and darkness with everybody else.
No!
Yeah, except Pauly D. Pauly D is true happiness.
You're supposed to be Santa's sweetheart.
What about Dina, though? What about Aunt Dina? I feel like she's got to be happy. She's not even really present.
Yeah, exactly. You go and you're like, would you like to be blissfully ignorant?
What about Mike? Mike is sober. He's living his best life.
Mike is an inspiration.
I mean, you could just see it in his eyes. He realizes he was fun before. He's not living his best life. And
Sammy, sweetheart.
I mean, he's not. And you could here's the interaction on the episode that we just watched, tonight's episode, where he's helping Vinny in the club. Like, he's overdoing it with the help. Vinny was already saying, hey, where are the cabs? And Mike is still going, like, come on, Vinny, I'll help you. Vinny's not even trying to stay anymore. Mm-hmm. And Mike is still acting like, I have to be here to help Vinny. Mike is lost. He doesn't know what his place is in this whole thing, because he's not a great helper. He doesn't have good instincts. He spoiled the cake surprise. He's got bad instincts.
K-Wall is... He's so not, shocked right now. K-Wall's jaw's on the floor.
Why do you have to ruin everything for me?
You are killing this for K-Wall, Sam.
But Pauly D is living his best life. Pauly D
he's thriving.
And I'll tell you why. Because Pauly D took this thing, this lifestyle, and has turned it into a real business and professional life. He's become a millionaire by going out the way he goes out. The rest of them.
Well, everyone but Dina has at least made it profitable.
Ronnie, I feel like someone's
paying for the party with Ronnie.
He's been on a few reality shows.
Ronnie has not done a damn thing.
Does he have businesses?
Okay, but somebody...
No, I don't think he has any businesses.
Ronnie's like the guy who's like, Raw Juice, and everybody's around going, we're still still doing that.
It's not a welfare. Someone's paying for the party.
Is that the mark of, like, okay, well, we can be happy because we're not on welfare?
Or we're not
He was on one of the biggest TV shows of a generation.
Okay, Sam, he's not working at, no offense to anybody, he's not working at an insurance company.
He's in Vegas living his best life.
Probably just getting Instagram videos he sells or pictures of himself, product placement things.
Oh, I'm sure he just makes money off Instagram ads.
Yeah, and he's on different reality shows.
Like, go live, if you make money off Instagram ads, heck yeah.
There is zero sort of development. There's no evolution with Ronnie. Like, the rest of them are kind of like, it'd be fun to dip back into this world. And Ronnie's just going like, oh, we left?
I kind of do agree with that. Yeah, Ronnie, I kind of do agree with
that.
Well,
he doesn't really have any, like, skill, like, talent-wise. Like, you know, like,
K-Wall's face.
Kev, did you see that? I got them all.
K-Wall's face, his jaw. K-Wall, you still have me.
You shouldn't have started with me.
I'm here with my do-rag. I'm here with my tank. I'm wearing my late father's rosary beads. I'm spray tanned. And you've just... You just shattered it all for me.
He wants to be a Jersey Shore, and you've ruined this for him, Sam.
But that's what I try to tell you, Kevin. You need to be happier with your actual life, because these guys are unhappy.
See, I don't believe that. I don't think they're unhappy.
I'm telling you, Vinny's unhappy right now. I guarantee you, Vinny's unhappy.
The keto.
I guarantee you, Mike's unhappy. Yeah.
No, I think they're living their best life because they signed up. Because if you think about it, they didn't do this show, right? That's just how... I think millennials, as young millennials, this is who we are. This is who...
They're
this
not
is how
young millennials. They're my age.
But we're millennials.
But they're not.
They're my friend's age. We are my age. We're millennials. 1984 to whatever. We're young millennials living our best lives.
You're stretching with the 1984. I'm 1983, and I know that's a stretch, but...
I'm not 84, but I'm just saying. I think they're young millennials living their best life. Pauly D just happened to be a DJ before he got to Jersey Shore.
Pauly D's crushing on
every
level.
So he's living his best life, but I think they're pretty happy. They're about to do a season two. They're about to do spinoffs.
Well, my thing is, if they weren't happy, would they have done this again?
Right.
Yeah,
they need to.
They need to. Of course,
they need that money.
That's the point.
No, I refuse to believe. I refuse. I'm with Kevin on this one.
Not Kevin Morgan, because they signed up for season two, and now they're about to expand. The girls might get a spinoff with their babies. No?
Ronnie.
Right, yeah, there's money. But look, the girls are doing great. I said that already. Snooki and JWoww are crushing as well. They're doing awesome. Snooki, J-Wow, and Pauly D are, like, crushing the world around them.
There we go. So there's three out of seven.
They're doing awesome.
Snooki, so that's good. So then I
J-Wow, and Pauly D.
That's three out of seven. That's not bad.
But I feel like they've always been the more successful ones. Yeah, those like, three they've always been the stars.
Situation was the star.
Well, okay.
But I think, but even Vinny got a spinoff after the show.
I know, and guess what? This is the point. Vinny's spinoff after the show was something totally, he was trying to remove himself from the Jersey Shore. He tried to be a comedian, he tried to do improv, he put out a cookbook. He did everything he could to be something other than Vinny from the Jersey Shore. Mm-hmm. And then I watched, and I've talked to Vinny. I know that.
I kind of can't argue with that.
Moment of silence for K-Wall. His happiness.
But the show's gone. Great. The show's fun.
I've never been more excited to do Billions the after show Sunday night.
This is a sad episode, Sam.
I love the episode. I thought it was a great episode.
I have to drink now.
Let's take a sip for K-Wall.
You shouldn't have started with me.
We're going to power through this. So, let's begin with Mom Jenny.
Mama J.
You see,
love her.
What she said to Ronnie was unbelievable. Yeah. What I'm going to demand for my daughter. And the Ronnie responds, I don't want to be the dad that I grew up with, or something to that effect.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Very, very interesting. Right? And when we get into news later, we'll dibble dabble in that a little bit, because his relationship with Jen now, he wants to be there for his daughter as best as possible.
Well, we met the dad. Does everyone remember meeting the dad a few seasons ago?
Yep.
And it was fine, but the dad was in really good shape. He looked young. And what did I say? Like, you know, your best dads are balding with a little belly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your best dads. Just saying, because you're all about, they're all about the work and they're all about the family. Yeah. You know, my dad was in good shape, but the hair was gone and there was no, I don't even think he knew what moisturizer was. But that's a terrible stereotype to make, but I did see
you need to have been beaten down a little bit, right?
No, I just think your focus needs to be
right. That's what
when
I mean.
When your focus, like even when I see guys that are you know all ripped up, I mean overly ripped up, and I don't mean I know guys where the kids are out of college. That's different.
Yeah.
They're getting back into their new life with their wives, but you know when it's you're in the thick of it, it's like you want to earn money and be a dad, and that's it.
Yeah.
So you know maybe he didn't have a good relationship with his dad, and maybe that's explaining all the things we're seeing in him.
It makes you feel for him more. I feel like he's more vulnerable and makes you see where he's coming from.
Well, I don't think he's bad. I think he's just young.
Yeah.
He's young at heart.
I just don't think he's in the right mindset to be a dad.
Yeah.
I think 10 years from now, I think he would be. I think he would be a really good dad. He's young. He's at the strip club saying, I want to stay. Like, even when his drunk friends are going home, he's like, wait, why are we leaving? Like, I want to stay. Like,
I want to stay.
Bro, you're good. Too.
He's young. He's living his best life to him. Mm-hmm. And I don't think he's ready for a baby or a relationship.
He's what, 30? 33,
32. So he's still young.
But he's. You ever hear this saying? He's a young 32, or an old 32, or a young 70, or not. He's a young 32.
He's a young 32. He's a
young 32. We also see Jenny again is called upon to go pick up rings for a situation, which, you know, again,
Jenny is like the MVP. She's the mom. She's the best friend. She's the sister you always wanted. She's the wife
really
you always wanted.
Who would have thought?
Little J-Wow.
From vintage J-Wow.
Yeah. Well, that's the turnaround on Snooki and J-Wow, both of them, that, like, they are these great parents and people who you can – when you're following them on Instagram and doing stuff, this isn't like these crazy, ridiculous party girls that are falling all over the place. You can actually, like, if a girl goes, like, yeah, you know, a young mom is like, well, I've been looking at this, and they're – it's not something you make fun of. You're like, yeah, they actually are kind of a good example for young moms.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's also a cool chick, too, because, she, you know, she's like, listen, she gets your life, your savings account, and your balls.
I'm like,
but she's just kind of like, that's how it is.
Yeah. But I love that.
Which, it's how it is.
Yeah.
It is how it is. But I love how each cast member goes to Jenny. They pick the Jenny. They're like, we need Jenny to go with us ring shopping. We need her to go with us food shopping. We need for her to give us the advice. So I love that they go to her for
I think they know what we're seeing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That she is she's the leader. She's the adult.
There's a secret maturity about her.
It is.
And it's always kind of, like, even in the early seasons, like,
could see it.
There was an adultness to her.
The rawness, you could see it. It was definitely, it was covered up, you know, because she was partying a lot and fighting and still kind of owning that, like, street Guidette kind of lifestyle.
Old soul.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
She's an older, not in looks, but in terms of her heart.
She's very mature.
She's an older soul.
I want her to be my BFF.
Me too. She's a good friend. You know she has her friends' backs.
I have the perfect BFF for you. Morgan, maybe you can tell me about it.
Let me tell you all about it. Guys, speaking of BFFs, do you want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life? For those who do, we have the podcast just for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder, and it drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more, let Maria be the big sister or BFF that you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free.
Yes.
Key. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know that it was us at the Jersey Shore panel who sent you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition. Check it out, guys.
And again, the most important thing is to let Maria know that the AfterBuzz TV Jersey Shore panel is who sent you there. Her show, Sam, you've even done it before, a little different than our show?
A little bit different.
Just a smidge.
A little bit different.
Yeah, people
wonderful. A little bit different.
Really great. Really great show.
Well, I mean, we see our Guidos trying to be their best selves.
Are they?
Yes, Sam.
I'd say half are.
They're just on like a little vacation.
They're putting on a show for us.
Okay, speaking of putting on a show, what are our thoughts on Guido games?
Guido.
Oh my god. I loved it.
Just fun, right? Yes.
It is fun.
First of all,
it is fun.
K-Wow, can we do Guido games
oh
here?
Oh my god.
At AfterBuzz TV.
Listen, we have a lot of play that we do around here, right?
Yeah.
So this Saturday we're having our first prom.
Yeah.
We're having the AfterBuzz TV prom. And I told you, I'm coming, Guido.
Yes.
I'm coming, Guido, and I'm actually going to probably bring some drug paraphernalia.
Oh, wow.
Pass along. Yeah,
I told him to pretend to drop
to the team.
His
so
bags.
You know what? Fine. So we have our own Guido games.
Yes,
we're having
we do.
A Guido.
Oh.
We're having a Guido prom.
Yes.
But you know, I remember early on, I'll take credit, but I said these two episodes, it's going to be we needed a calm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you know, I know more's coming. This was a calm, fun thing, but we still had our moments.
Yeah.
But fun nonetheless. Yeah, and I like that they all jump in and do those crazy things. It was also nice to see Dina and Snooki together in the
room.
Right,
it was fun.
To try to get them to rebond. Because, Sam, we had Dina on years ago, and she was sad that they were not close.
Yeah, I like that on this show. You see that relationship that's like, it seems like JWoww is the new friend.
Yeah, she's a BFF.
And we talked about this on the Tomorrow Show, that sometimes when you evolve as a person, you and your friends evolve at different paces, and you end up closer to this new person, but your old friend is like, well, what about this?
If they don't. And
and it becomes kind of sad, so it's cool.
In the case of the four of us, you devolve.
Devolve,
right? You go downhill, and that's then you have each other. So we have that in common, which is why
we spiral.
Right, so we spiral. Anyway, over to the strip club, keeping it light. And can I ask you guys something?
Yes.
Yes.
If I said after the show, we're going to go down the street to the spirit.
We're going.
We're going.
The spirit run.
We're going.
Really?
Yes.
I love a good strip club.
New world.
Don't you dare close your eyes. But let's go to the strip club, Kev.
Okay, Sam, interpret for me.
I think that the girls view you as non-threatening, which isn't the greatest position to be in.
I don't mind that. I'm not making it about my ego. No, I'm making it about, back in my day.
Well, here's what
back in the roaring 20s.
Right.
Women were just like, a strip club? Why are you even going? You're gross. You're a creep.
But that was also because that was, I think with feminism and kind of the bringing together, there's almost this girl power thing that happens even at strip clubs where the strippers see the female people there and kind of they all have fun. And the girls know that they're having fun with the strippers. Whereas when you were growing up, the strip club was treated as a boys' club. So the girls felt excluded from that and rebelled. Once they started to trickle in,
I have bonded with a few strippers. I go with my male friends. They bring us just because there are strippers that will come to us and sit down and have conversations.
I had the greatest conversation with a stripper in Vegas. I know where she's from. I know her life story, her name, the city, everything. We bonded.
I get free lap dances. My guy friends are happy. Now they're getting free lap dances.
Everyone's happy.
Me and this girl will go on a brunch together. It's life.
Sam, you know what I've been told? This may surprise you.
What's that?
I have tremendous stripper rap.
Is that Julie. Right?
Tremendous.
I believe it.
Always looking at dog pictures. Here's my babies. They show me theirs. Aww. Like, yeah.
Is then, that
what?
Is that tremendous? Or do you pull them away from being a stripper and just hit them right?
Oh no, I don't do the savior thing. No,
right.
No,
okay.
I don't. No, it's just stripper rep. I'll get into the conversations. You know, that'll go.
Because I think strippers can feel the vibe of like good people, and they tend to go.
And they
to
usually
the
say to me, like, "Yeah, I'm tired." You know, now the ones who are pure evil, which who are amazing,
the
but scary, pure evil. Like, no, you just gotta avoid them because they're just there to eat people,
right? Mm-hmm.
But the ones that are, you know, that aren't, that are just there for, yeah, they're a little tired.
Right.
And from the night. You know what I mean? Not tired from stripping, but they're tired from the night. And they're like, no, I just want to, yeah, it'd be nice to just talk to someone interesting.
Like the Mary Jeans of the world.
Like the Mary Jean, who used to be featured on the Sam Roberts show.
Now on Jim Norton Jim and Sam Roberts. Yeah.
Not much, but yeah.
Here and there.
Here and there. Yeah. But Jenny, loving.
She thrives.
Loving on
MVP. I bet you her husband, Roger, you know they go to tons of strip clubs.
Yeah, and I bet they have the wildest sex life.
You know
ever.
They do. Like, first of all, Roger's hot. J-Wall's hot. So you know there's tons of hot sex going on.
I believe that's true.
Okay.
I believe that's true.
Now he's with us on something.
Okay. Yes. I disagree.
No.
You think she's just like, what?
Why?
Because she's intonated so many times. She's tired. Because they have kids. The kids are what? She's always like, yeah, the bedroom never gets used.
But do you think that maybe like once a month they're good for just like the kids are with the parents, like we're going to tear the house down?
I think it looks that way, but I think she is Mom Jenny. Sorry.
Really? 100% of the time.
Really? Not 100% of the time. I just think that there was a time and a place with her for that. Mm. And, you know, I think she's just a cool chick, so it's fun to dance with the girls and whatever. But, no, I think she's just... It's about being a mom and a good wife. I you know...
I think she's both of those things. I just want to believe that on special occasions.
She's but smart. This is one time
I like to believe that.
Yeah.
But she has said, like...
Yeah, she did say that early on. She's like, her and Snooki, they were comparing sex. She's like, we don't really do it a lot.
Yeah, something we should discuss who's the out of the girls. I think Aunt Dina is Aunt Dina.
Aunt Dina is definitely Aunt Dina.
She's the cool aunt, so she'll do things here and there. She'll do whatever the husband wants, I think.
Right.
And I think Snooki's probably...
the entertainment. For
but then again, sometimes when you're narcissistic, right, your sex isn't
I don't think
it's about you too much.
I don't see her.
I don't see her getting like that.
I think Snooki's more sensitive and emotional than anybody realizes.
Yeah. She's kind of people.
Go on, please.
So I don't think that, like, I think that, you know, you have to be, when you're, like, crazy sexually, there's something like you have to be in a place where you're comfortable with your ego and you're comfortable with the perception people have of you. There has to be a confidence. And I think that Snooki, and we know this, I mean, if you think about Snooki's past, the things she went through in high school, the stuff, I think that she has, still to this day, confidence issues. I don't think those go away. And so I think that she needs to be – I think Snooki needs to be cared for. I've had a crush on Snooki for a long time.
Love Nicole.
So maybe that's maybe that's me and going into some kind of a savior conference.
But I can see that. I can see her husband being that person and taking care of her and tucking her in at night. I don't see her having, like, the wild sex.
And, I mean, look at look at who her husband is. She got married. He's a sweet guy. Yeah. He's just this nice, low-key guy that will take care of her, comfortable being in the background. You know what I mean? I think she needs to be cared for.
I can see it.
I think
she's
looking. I do, for some time. Yeah.
All right, and we just have to mention her stealing the money because that was hilarious.
Oh, great.
Stealing the stripper's money.
Awesome.
Not going to lie.
Good for her.
I have done this in a club, but not a strip club.
Well, you can do it in a club. You can do it in a club.
In a club, when a guy threw money up, I was like, it makes it rain.
He
made it rain. I was like, well, hey, I got student loans to pay. But I would not do that to a stripper because they have to eat too.
Yeah, that's right.
But I've done it at a nightclub.
Still funny when Snooki does it.
Yes.
Still funny. Okay, you know, we move on to trying to find Polly a wife. And I will say with this one, I was...
That's disappointing.
I was underwhelmed. I was disappointed. And then after it was all said and done, I said to myself, well, what would you really expect from a bunch of Guidos? They can't execute.
They don't know.
You know what I mean?
This is my favorite part. And I had no idea that anybody would watch it like this. And this is where I knew there was such a disconnect. All three of the wonderful women that are on this panel... when they found out that there was no wife for Paulie, that he was getting a cake instead, and Paulie was getting ready and putting his shirt on, they were like, oh, he's going to be so disappointed. Oh, he looks really excited. excited.
This is true.
Like, on some level, and this is why Pauly D is so strong. On some level, all the girls here, they're like, oh, I want to hook up with him. And they want to tame him. And they want to marry him. And they all feel like Paul. They feel like I feel about Snooki. The Pauly D just needs to be cared for. And I'm going to meet him. And, like, mm-hmm. I'm going to be there for him. And I'm going to fill the hole in his heart. So but what you don't know is Pauly D doesn't have a hole in his heart. Pauly D's the one thriving. Guy.
He's yeah. living his best thriving. Life.
Living his best life.
He is the guy who's doing that. And he's created this amazing business around it and lifestyle around mm-hmm. it. And he's a millionaire based on it. And he's fun for a night. But don't get your emotions all tied in.
I mean, in the Vegas so, lifestyle.
I was going to say, can you imagine the girls in Vegas?
And you can't, I mean, there's no wife there for a while. He should not.
And he doesn't want one, I don't think. No. And he doesn't need one.
Well, according
he's happy with cake and Vinny in a dress.
According to Snooki, he needs a normal chick on our level. And then, like, I love at the conclusion. No, we are disgusting human beings.
First step is admitting it. I love Snooki.
You know,
isn't she great?
But also, you don't go out during the day. Miami's nocturnal. Yeah.
We're sleeping in Miami.
Right. Everyone's hungover. They're in bed.
They're regaining their evil powers.
And Paulie's Paulie's going to meet his wife in a debaucherous situation.
Yes.
How old is
he's 37.
He's 37. So 15 years from now. So his wife is in 7th grade?
Yes. I see it.
So we don't have grade. A chance?
Or 24.
Me and Morgan.
No, because he'll wait till... I think it'll be...
I think it'll be someone young.
And
I agree.
And he'll look really great in his 50s. And that's when he'll say, yeah, okay, I'm done.
I think here after Buzz, we should just do For the Love of Pauly D. And we have three beautiful girls who are just willing...
There we go. All right.
Yeah.
Kind of like Flavor Flav, but with Pauly D.
But with Pauly D,
bring
him
on.
when we get into the temptation of Keto Guido and when they go to the club, we should talk about why he's not hooking up. I have my theories, but let's we can probably talk about that now because you know, why do you think he's not hooking up, guys? There's beautiful women there. He can have anyone he wants.
You're talking about Pauly?
Yeah. Why is he not hooking up on this show? Sam, we'll start with you.
I think Pauly is far more careful than anybody realizes. He's the biggest celebrity out of all of them. He's making real money.
That's right.
There is something on the line here. Like, if any of these, like, floozies try to take any of the other guys for everything they've got, like, it's going to be annoying, but manageable. Like, Pauly D really has something on the line here and has figured out, he knows his threshold of fun so well. He knows better than anybody I've ever seen when the line of fun goes into disaster. And he's disciplined. He's far more disciplined and careful, and he will never cross the line into disaster.
Okay.
I agree. Thoughts. I think he's protecting his brand.
Yes.
But I also think low key he may have a friend, quote unquote, for those who can't see him, I'm doing air quotes, back home in Vegas. Because usually guys who are in situationships, they're single, but they have...
Is that a term?
That is a term.
Situationships. You knew this, Sam.
No, but I had...
No, I did not create this. This is a real life term.
I had another thought.
Oh.
When you said he's protecting his brand, he knows that the women who watch the show, a lot of them are like these women on the panel, right? And that's part of his brand. These women are going to go pay to see him in Vegas.
Heck yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if he is shown on the show being kind of fun and crazy and wild, that's okay. If he's on the show hooking up with a girl every night, these ladies here are going to think differently of him.
Exactly.
Girls like the idea of this crazy guy who hooks up.
But they don't want to see it.
Right. Once you know he's actually treating these objectifying women.
We're sad.
Genius.
Sad.
Great. So that's...
He knows it.
Great play.
He knows.
So you keep hold it together for it's a month they're there or 2 months? How long were they in the house together?
Four weeks, I think.
Right. You hold it together for 4 weeks.
Right.
That's it. You know, you go on the keto diet, no pun intended, of women. And you know what? You're right, Sam. That's betting on the long game.
Yeah.
Girls, thoughts?
I don't know. I do believe he's doing it for the show, not hooking up with girls. But then also, personally, I know someone who he has hooked up with. So...
When? Staycation. Staycation. Do tell.
Well, one of my sister's friends hooked up with him.
When?
Probably, like, it was when Jersey Shore was going on, like, the first couple seasons.
All right.
And it was a one-night stand. And he was kissing her friend first, and then he ended up hooking up with my sister's friend.
But
not
so
my sister. My sister's
but
friend.
How does that undermine the theories that we have now?
Well, the theories you have now, though, but I still think he's like that.
I think so too, but don't you can't, don't you think he's holding it together? For
I think
4 weeks
protecting his brand, but also I think he has a friend, like a situationship, because guys tend to do this now. They don't want the relationship, but they do the relationship thing. Awesome. But we're not together, but we're in a situationship. Yeah. And I see him at 37 in a situation.
And it means he can go hook up,
exactly,
but not on TV.
Right?
He respects her that much, and his brand. He's not going to disrespect her.
That's that like rule that like high powered guys have with their wives, like the Beyonce, Jay-Z rule, which is
in your face.
Don't humiliate me.
Yes.
That's the rule.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, I've been in a lot of situations.
Why? How about it?
It's life. Hey, it is what it is. What can you do?
No, I agree with that. And I think another thing we forget is these girls have cell phones. They can document whatever they want. And I think he's smart because it takes one sloppy selfie to go on the internet and that ruins his brand.
And then I got one more thing. This is a guy who survived a baby mama drama off of a one-night stand.
Yes!
So it just seems like everything says, I'm going to hold it together for 4 weeks. I'm going to end up looking, I'm going to get more action in Vegas by holding it together in 4 weeks. Plus, I'm going to protect my brand. Plus, I don't need another, you know, another.
Genius.
Yeah. No pun intended situation.
Oh, he has a lot more money now, too.
Yeah. Listen, there's no darkness. It's just fun.
All right. If you guys agree or disagree with us, you know where you can go? You go to iTunes. You give us a 5-star rating. You leave us a nice comment. Ask a nice question. If you're watching us on video, you go to YouTube, you like us, and leave all of your comments there and your questions. I know you guys, some of you have some very strong ones in support of us. Some not so much. Kiki Boom Boom, how about some fan shout-outs?
Hey! So we do have a few fan shout-outs on YouTube. Let's give a shout-out to our girl, B. Lee, 1130. Woo. She's part of the family. She's always holding us down. Mm-hmm. She's giving you all a shout-out. She said, hey, Sam, how's it going? and we have some iTunes shout-outs. Let's get this going. First of all, thank you guys for listening to us on iTunes. Thank you for watching us on iTunes. We have Anne. She says, my friends are too busy adulting to watch Jersey Shore. Really? This show lets me know that I am not alone in crazies. Others love Jersey Shore Guidos and Guidettes as much as me. Thank you, Anne. We love you, too. You can come not adult with us.
Yes. Also, on YouTube, we had one from, this is for you, KWOW, actually. Jessica Aster 6 said, love you guys. I listen to this every Friday morning. I swear you guys crack me up. By the way, regarding the comment that someone didn't like the guy that yells, I absolutely love the guy who yells. KWOW, it cracks me up. You keep yelling because we're all so excited for the show.
Thank you. I don't know if I'll be yelling anymore because Sammy Sweetheart first went to the room.
Sorry. It's going to come back.
Hopefully by
Sammy,
next
not
week.
So sweetheart.
Yeah.
And I'll be back.
You know, I wanted to say something, though. One fan had mentioned that we were making light of Mike's sobriety by saying he was in the sunken place. So we were joking about the sunken place. But the truth of the matter is, we've also said we do not want to see him addicted or doing anything because it was not fun. Mm-hmm. I really think it brought down the last three seasons of the show. So TV-wise, it's not good. And then I like seeing this really sweet person who's so considerate, you know, so please, just a joke, but certainly not making light of his sobriety, but it's as I said before, it is not your mother's situation. This is a different guy. Mm-hmm. And let's, you know, to that point, before we leave the topic of find Polly a wife, I thought they were really mean to him over the cake thing.
They acted
like it was the end of the world that he was like, hey, we made a cake. We made funfetti.
And then the cake never even got brought out. So it seems like it wasn't even a big deal on the show.
They were mad.
Upset. Kevin, you made a really good point. You said the way they're bonding, you can tell that they don't really bond with Mike the way that you would think, because the way that they were saying, he has no brain cells left. Oh, get the out of here.
Stupid idiot. Get him. My stupidest move. You know, for Vinny to be like, Mike. He goes to the girls, Mike is the stupidest mofo I've ever met in my life. And Snooki's like, can we just get him out of here? And then there's other, like, and I felt so bad for him, and I just didn't think it was called for. And I know, listen, like a lot of people who go through addiction, you burn a lot of bridges, and they even tell you when you go through the 12 steps, when you come out of it, listen, a lot of those bridges aren't going to come back. Yeah. It's never been the same since season 3 with these guys, and I don't know. That's what I feel. And then he can't even drink and bond. You know, I'll tell you, you get drunk with somebody you can know someone for years. You get really drunk one night with somebody, you bond for life.
Yeah.
And he can't do that now. So it's hard for him to kind of regain the old ground. And I don't know. I feel like that separation, that distance is there. I didn't like that side of them. Yeah. And I felt a little sad for him because, listen, it's water under the bridge. And furthermore, to Sam's point, he was the star of the old series. Like, I'm sorry, he made that series mm-hmm. as great. Him and Snooki made it as great mm-hmm. as it was. Set them all, like, you know, what he did, for better or worse, helped set them all up for the fabulous lifestyle they have now. Yeah. So, I mean, I might be overreaching, but I just, in terms of my reaction to their responses, but I felt that their responses were just extreme and mean. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What do you guys think?
No, I'm with you.
I think, too, also, it might be because he is kind of calling them out on some stuff. And it's kind of like he's telling them the truth about some of their situations.
And they don't like to hear it.
And they don't like to hear it. Yeah.
I think it's really mean. I think these are the grudges that they've still been holding on since the last time the show's been on, and they haven't really released it. And here he is trying to bond, but they really don't want to bond with Mike. We love it. We love seeing the sweet Mike. I know we joke here and there sometimes, but we love him.
Yeah.
Love seeing him sober.
It's an inspiration.
Yeah.
No, he is the inspiration. No, and even if it's just so sweet, he's like, what? I love Funfetti. It's supposed to be fun.
All
right, Sam, what do you think?
Well, I think he should have owned up to the fact that it was clearly a very stupid thing to do.
No! Yeah. He didn't say, we're only giving you a cake and we're not getting you girls. He said, hey, we made a cake.
I know, but that makes it even more difficult for them. That was their point, that if he goes like, hey, we're making you a cake, the idea that here's the cake is a surprise makes up for the fact that there's not a girl.
But that's
if
how you know I'm sorry
there's
to cut you
a
off.
Cake... Now we have to amend the cake by putting Vinny in a dress.
But is it enough to say, idiot, get him out of here, he's gotta go.
And I don't think they communicate with him like that.
I think they
said it was a secret, but I don't think they told Mike, hey, it's a secret, because they really can't low-key stand him.
I think that you're right about that. I think that low-key they can't stand him. And I think that the sunken place feeling doesn't really have to do with the fact, because I don't resent Mike for getting sober. I think it's amazing when people get sober.
Yeah.
Because, you know, some people, the lifestyle is really not for them, and it's a real disease
oh
and
my
a
God.
Problem.
Well,
it's,
you know, a colleague right now.
Lots of people. Lots of people
on the way out because of it.
Yeah. But I do think that he's not quite found a comfortable place for himself. And so the fact that he, even though he's being, like, sweet and nice and everything, that's what I was kind of getting at with him overdoing it in the club. That he hasn't really figured out who
he
is.
He hasn't yet, but, but no smoking, no, you know, drinking.
That's
It's you know, so I get it. Yeah,
and he's also done so, like, he's done so much damage.
Yeah.
To the people in that house. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, we saw in the preview, Angelina's coming back, and they all still hate her. She did less than the situation did. All she did was walk in the door, and they were like, up
but
yours.
But she was really oil. We'll get into that. She's really oil and water, though, Sam. She didn't even, anyway. Let's get into the temptation of the Keto Guido, and we see Vinny at the club now. We're at Mo Crimes, I caught the names, Andrea and Olivia, who look like Britney Spears. Now,
hot Britney Spears.
Kiki Boo Boom, mm-hmm. You're going to find them for us, aren't
I'm
you?
I'm going to find these girls.
You know, interesting, Vinny doing the keto style of clothing, not the Guido style, but also back to situation, not very stylish either.
What's going on?
But I feel like a lot of boys are starting to, like, that's a style. It's like the buttoned up, and I think it's hideous. It is awful.
It's disgusting.
It's a style, but, like, we want to stay Guido. Yeah.
I think as guys are crossing over into, like, that 30s, they're really confused because they're like, I kind of want to look mature and grow up, but they just don't know how to do it with their clothes. Mm-mm. So they do the tight jeans and the buttoned-up shirt, and it does not look good.
There's something else. I shouldn't say this. I don't want to burst any more bubbles.
It's already ruined. Seriously.
Might as well say.
Just because the Guido, like the Guido style of dress from season one, like that's not even in style for Guidos anymore.
No. The Ed Hardy?
Yeah.
Oh, the trucker hats, remember those?
But they don't do them anymore.
No, you know, but I'm just, you know, I don't, because I know that you like that. And so I don't want to take it away from you.
I have to represent the extreme.
Right.
Overpower.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, we have someone here who's from Jersey and says how insulted she is by the way I dress. I'm just trying to be my best self.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
You're achieving it.
Interesting about Jenny saying, so the boys picked up the eye touch.
Mm. We didn't know they had a phone or a
But it, what
phone.
It says is, That's a probably a phone or device provided by the show.
Yep.
That says go document it, because who knows? You may be able to get in a bathroom or something like that. You might be able to get a good moment. You know, I was on a reality show for a season. I know you were Big Brother, so you know. But very interesting. But an eye touch.
Yeah.
Because maybe it's not a phone that you can dial up.
I think that's because they don't want you making phone calls.
But you can do every other thing.
But you can upload pictures. Right.
Exactly.
All right. That's good. That's good. That's good.
Interesting.
And then
they want you on that duck phone.
They want. I know. Which we want. By the way, we want them on the duck phone. Yeah. He calls the girlfriend. He applies Guido math. I didn't give my number to one girl. I gave it to two.
Idiot.
Great idea. Pauly continues to be hilarious.
The greatest.
The greatest. Taking pictures, whatever. It's so funny. This is going. This relationship isn't right.
It's already down the tube. He should just give up now.
Yeah,
he's just digging a hole for himself.
And we said in the news a few weeks ago that they broke up. He claimed it had nothing to do with the show, but I'm starting to believe all these calls to that poor girl. I'm starting to believe this is why they broke up.
Yep.
Yeah. And I mean, too, you know, and he may not remember what happened, because he was clearly, even when he was giving his justification for it, which didn't make sense, like he was whitewashing a lot of what he did. Oh. He may not remember everything that he did, but...
he had to drink two bottles now, and he's a keto Guido, so it's harder because Mike's not there to drink.
So he's a victim.
Yes.
But
so the victim.
But when that footage would have come out, like, I'm sure that the girlfriend would not
question.
Have been
was Olivia feeling him or just doing her job?
Just doing her job.
Yep.
She's
fully.
And not because it's Vinny. I just believe because in Miami, these girls are used to, like, the rappers and the rich sports players throwing money at them. So she's used to the guys grabbing her, and she was just doing her job.
But girls like Vinny.
Yeah.
He's cute.
Girls like Vinny.
Listen.
Not Olivia.
All right, listen. I'm being told we got to speed this up. Unfortunately, you go to iTunes, go to YouTube, give us your thoughts on it. Let's quickly go to the news, and then we'll do some predictions and get out.
I'll do it fast.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, y'all. As you guys know, it was Mother's Day weekend, and a few of our favorite Jersey Shore castmates spent Mother's Day with their beautiful kids. So we had the beautiful J-Raw, which we all love her. Her and Roger spent Mother's Day with her two beautiful babies, Grayson and Milani. We have a picture.
This is
actually Milani and Snooki's baby girl.
They look like mini them.
And there's the Mother's Day picture. So this is J-Raw, her husband, and the two kids.
Oh, they look great.
Yes, we even got our girl Snooki. She spent Mother's Day with her two babies, and she gave them a shout out on the Instagrams. Let's see if that picture comes up. There's our girl Snook on Mother's Day. And we even got Ronnie spending Mother's Day in bed with his girlfriend Jen. You know, a source, according to E! News, a source said that they are working it out. It is hard. They are struggling, but they are doing it for the baby. Mm-hmm. So they spent Mother's Day together. They even took a vacation to Cali. The baby got sick, so they were in the hospital. But they're trying to make it work out.
Good for them.
I feel like Ronnie is codependent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I just remember watching him on Famously Single. And I know Malika, and he falls hard, then he gets away, then he falls hard again. He couldn't get, you know, so it's always hard for him to get away from anybody, number one. Number two, there's a baby involved. Number three, there's going to be money involved. Four, she's going to hang in because she probably wants a dad, and, you know, it's not bad being with Ronnie from the Jersey Shore. So, Sam, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, it's right. They're... are better and worse things, I suppose. But it's not bad news to be involved with Ronnie from the Jersey Shore. I would hope, not to be that cynical about it, but I think it's true.
All right, girls, what do you think?
Hey, you get all the likes. If you're that type of girl, you want all the likes and all the friend requests on Instagram, you're going to stay with Ronnie. You're not going anywhere.
But he, like, really threw her under the bus in some of those comments he made, saying that she was a hoe in the gutter and stuff like that. I'm like, come on. I don't know. I couldn't take that guy back.
I get it.
He's a man child.
It's rough. But, I mean, if you're making thousands off an Instagram post because you're dating him, she's going to stay with him. It's easy money.
They got a new baby. She's not going anywhere.
Listen, let's just hope. Do whatever you want. As long as when season two comes around, you're a hot mess. And then, you know what? I'm happy. Okay, quickly. Is that it for news?
I'll just do one more. No, it's all good. I'll do one more. We have a new thing called Baby Meatballs. So J-Raw's beautiful daughter, who's 3 years old, Melania, and Snooki's baby girl, Sissy, they have their own Instagram accounts. You guys. Sissy has 99,000 followers at 3 years old, and Melania has 81,000 followers at 3 years old on Instagram. This is the new generation.
Okay,
of
so here's the thing. Sam Roberts, you know, who does the number two show on Sirius XM, is famous in his own right and will not even give out the name of your child. So I'm sure you have strong thoughts on this.
Well, he's only 14 months. He's not three, so people don't want his
At
three, people will be really interested in his take on what's going on.
Okay, so then it'll be different.
Well, of course, yeah.
This is a tough one. You know, I have strong feelings on this, being older and being in the show business. But it's just hard because the kids don't have a choice.
Exactly.
Mm. And it should be their choice, you know, to if they want. You don't know if they want this thrown on them.
Exactly.
But I feel like people knew, like, you know, there's nouveau riche. I feel like there's nouveau showbiz. And nouveau showbiz usually reacts in this way.
But do you want to make money off the backs of the kids that early? That's what it's about, right?
I mean, you're
I know sometimes it's money and then sometimes it's just so proud of them, and they want them to have that kind of the ones that I know, Sam.
Sure.
They just want them to have that level of fame and happiness
because it's fun to be.
Well, I think I think Will Smith he really pushed his two kids hard in show business. I mean, he didn't need the money, but he wanted them to be successful. And his daughter said to him, and he told me this, was like, "Dad, I just want to be at like 13, 14. I just want to be a teen." Oh. And he was like, "Wow, loud and clear, get it." And he backed away. But I think it's a nouveau show business kind of thing. I see it all the time. And I personally think you got to, you know, 18 is the time they can start making those decisions better. Train, you know, do whatever classes you want to put them in if you want to have in the arts. It's time to train and enjoy life and hide them as much as you can. Because they're going to have a tough time anyway just having your last name.
Yeah.
It's going to be a tough.
That is very true.
It's very tough.
I agree with you. But last but not least, the beautiful Morgan Lishes. She got such a surprise for all of us. We all love Pauly D. Morgan, tell us what happened with Pauly D.
So I tweeted this lovely photo and I tagged Pauly D in it, not thinking he would see it, because obviously me and KO are going to argue over who likes him more. And he responded and he said, I can't read that far.
I'm going to have to say me.
Oh, yeah. So he's saying that he was the most excited to see himself on this episode. So, like, honestly, I'm not surprised by the response. But, like, shout out to you, Pauly D. You now know I exist. So, like, maybe slide into my DMs. Okay, woo! Bye.
Wow. And that's it for news, y'all.
Okay, quick predictions. And this is predictions for the next six episodes, you guys, because it seems like the calm is over.
It's done. Right? It is done.
And now, you're after Buzz.
I'm about to get real, y'all.
Oh, glasses have come off.
Glasses are off.
Kiki boom boom.
Glasses are off. My predictions are the gang, they're still harboring these bad feelings towards our favorite guy, Mike, and they're going to let him have it. And I don't think it's going to be a good thing. I think it's just going to be a big blowout. As we've seen in the previews, Ronnie's hashing it out. The girls are yelling at him. I just think poor Mike is going to be thrown under the bus.
Yeah, poor guy.
I just think it's for the worst. And I don't think Angelina's going to last long. I think it's going to be, she's in and out and that's it.
Yeah, and I think with Angelina, it's going to be a huge brawl between her and the girls. And I think Vinny, his relationship's going to crumble more and more and more the more he tells that girl.
Wonderful.
Yep, I think Angelina is on for an episode and that's it. She has a blowout fight. She leaves. I think Ronnie has another breakdown. I don't think he's over with his bad behavior. I think we're going to see one more kind of big blow up.
Sammy Sweetheart.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm with Morgan on the Ronnie thing. I think it's going to be like a big, major, like, oh my God, who is this person? He's going to have a complete mental and emotional breakdown before the season's over.
I agree with all of you, but I like that Angeline's going to, because I think she's coming in huge chip on the shoulder, right? So much stuff's been said about her over the years. She missed out on her payday. That's got to be an angry little badass Guido.
Yeah.
And what did she say in there? She recycles her old quote from season one.
The dirty little hamster they called her. Yeah.
Well, they, no, and then she says,
I'm the baddest bitch.
Yeah, something like that.
That's right.
Right?
Bring
it, girl.
I think Vinny said it best. She also has a new face.
Yeah.
Oh,
right?
Yes, she does.
It didn't look like the same Angeline. But, you know, I wasn't a fan of hers that first season because I remember she just thought she was better than the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know,
I don't mind a villain.
But well, now I love her because we need that. But they're so tight, Sam, they will not let anybody in.
Nope.
And
you know what? I think you're gonna see, if you see the situation start to depart from the group, once Angelina's back, even for an episode, I think it's going to bring the rest of the group much tighter.
Yes. Well, that's a Guido quality. I mean, it's a cute psychology thing with most groups and tribal mentalities, clan mentalities, but certainly a Guido. It's the outside force comes in now. We have to come together for the common enemy and go far, way too past the extreme, which is what they'll do. Sam Roberts, where do we find you? I know where we find you, but you tell us.
At NotSam across all social media, NotSam.com, and of course Jim Norton and Sam Roberts every morning on SiriusXM 103 starting at 8 a.m. Eastern.
And if you're a wrestling fan, Sam's got the best podcast that's out there for a non-wrestler. Let's at least say that.
Yep.
No disrespect, Conrad.
But Sam Roberts Wrestling Podcast.
Absolutely. Okay, Kiki Boom Boom.
Yes, you guys can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom.
And I'm...
And what other shows? You do a lot of shows.
Oh, I do a lot of shows.
Come on, what do you do?
On Mondays, I do Teen Mom. On Wednesdays, I do Famous in Love and iZombie. After this, I'm about to do Shonda Land Show, Station 19. It is lit. I'm lit. Obviously, I don't sleep.
So. I love that, though. I love that. I staycation.
Woo! You guys can find me all over social media at Stacey Levis, and I do the Vanderpump Rules after show. We have one more episode left, and then we're starting Night A Fiancé on Wednesday. It's coming back.
You might see me popping.
Yes, please join us.
Yes, I may be popping in. Okay, Margalicious.
Guys, you can find me on Twitter at Morgan_Willett, Instagram Morgan Lee Willett. I do the Dancing with the Stars after show. Our finale is this Tuesday. Make sure to catch up for that. And also, Big Brother is starting in a couple weeks.
Show.
And that's my show, so stay tuned.
Dancing with the Stars kind of came and went, I feel.
It was 4 weeks long, that's it.
Oh, that's wow.
That's insane. Sure. 4 weeks.
Did you hear about it?
I didn't realize it was even on.
Interesting. Okay.
It's all athletes.
You guys, I do AfterBuzz TV Billions Sunday night. Please check us out. I also do AfterBuzz TV Bar Rescue, and I do the Tomorrow Show Wednesday nights, but you can go to thetomorrowshow.com, find out that. Cabs are here.
Cabs are here.
There you go, right here.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitches!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.